Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. I live with all your faults. I want to wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile?
The Goo Goos are your artist of the day.
Really quick, because one of my dearest friends has been in the healthcare industry for many, many years, and this is the smartest advice I've ever heard that I never thought about. Okay. We were talking about the DNR. She said, trick of the trade, everyone who has one of those, there should be more than one copy, and you keep it in your glove box. And you have family members who have a copy in their glove box. Think about it. When you go to the hospital,
you have to take your car to get there.
That's a good idea. The other thing she said is when someone passes away, make 30 copies of the death certificate. You will need them again and again and again for insurance, for all of the people that come out of the woodwork when something like that happens.
I'm trying to remember what we had to do when my dad died.
Oh, my grandma's. I remember it was so much work.
See,
if there's VA stuff, yeah. If there's pension stuff, if there's just life insurance stuff.
I mean, my mom dealt with most of that stuff.
Credit card bills.
And for me, that whole year was a blur. Just a blur. I barely remember it. Just because everything was just... You know, I lost my best friend, my hero. I mean, it was just awful. Man, we barely got to know you.
Fox is announcing they are moving on and out of 90210. The network's limited series, BH90210.
Oh, it was limited.
Wasn't even a full season, was it?
Wait till I tell you how many shows they actually aired.
It was actually way more limited than they originally planned it to be.
Which reunited the cast from the iconic teen series set in the famous zip code will not be returning for a second season. Quoting here from Fox in a statement. We are so proud to have reunited in a very special summer event one of the network's legacy series and cast with 90210 fans across the country. Profound thanks to and respect for, and then lists all the cast members and all that. BH90210 put a meta twist on the ever-popular concept of a reboot. It brought together the stars of Beverly Hills 90210. Campy as it may have been, the show, however, did not shy away from tackling real-life sudden passing of former cast member Luke Perry, a touching moment for viewers of the original series. The reboot, by the way, ran for 6 episodes.
Wow. Note the way that in the statement they try to backpedal on that because they call it a summer event, which implied that that's all we were intending to do anyway.
Right.
Summer event is like a mini-series, but even... Many series have been longer than this reboot.
Yeah, that's a micro series right there.
It says here it was a comedy in which they played heightened versions of themselves.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just stick with the original format?
I didn't watch either, and no one should be surprised that this is happening. No
probably
one.
Because it would have looked really pathetic to see a bunch of people who are, you know, of that age doing stuff from 90210. You know, the storyline and the...
I'm not
and
a fan of the reboot. I don't like the Mad About You reboot. I think let's leave that stuff
whoa.
Leave it where it was.
Wait, what are you talking about, the Mad About You reboot? I thought they were just bringing that onto Netflix or one of those...
No, they're coming back.
They're rebooting Mad About You?
And they're going to be empty nesters now. It's 18 years later.
Did they have kids to begin with?
At the very end of the season, they had... was it Mabel, I think?
I don't know.
So their daughter is now, you know, going off to college...
They're rebooting Mad About You?
I swear to Moses, I saw it the other day.
I've been seeing a lot of stuff on like ESPN.
They're going to be empty nesters and explore what it's like.
Wait a minute.
I'm telling you.
They're rebooting Mad About You.
I read the interview with Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt about this on the airplane.
Okay. You're right. Premiere date revealed for Mad About You revival.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that show, but why can't we just leave those things where they were?
Has Hollywood just completely run out of new ideas?
I don't know. And it's not like the two of them don't have huge careers anyway.
Like
Paul Reiser is a huge author.
Yeah.
He's had great success with that.
I mean, Helen Hunt was in Tornado.
Oh, or she's done more than
whatever,
that.
What was it? Not Tornado.
Twister.
That was a that's a classic.
Close enough.
Same difference.
The hit movie Tornado.
Cyclone.
I don't know. I saw that and I rolled my eyes and everybody just needs to stop. Just stop.
Like, I'm a huge fan, and I'm embarrassed to admit this. I'm a huge fan of the movie Footloose.
You should be embarrassed. No, I'm kidding.
And then they re-released it and it was terrible.
The first one you think is good because it's nostalgic.
It's from my teen.
It was in
no. It's still good because I'm 48 years old and I still watch it when it's on TV.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty awesome. Don't tell me about bad movies. Dirty Dancing. That was the worst. I'm a huge fan of the movie Red Dawn, and then they remade it. It was terrible. Here's what I'm most concerned about. My all-time favorite movie of all time, Top Gun. And out comes Top Gun 2 in a couple of months. I'm scared to death they're going to ruin that thing for me.
Oh, they will.
Don't ruin Top Gun. Please.
Nah, they're going to ruin Top Gun. My favorite dumb story of the day. Do you know? Well, I shouldn't call this dumb. I roll my eyes, and I do think it's dumb, but it's also apparently a real thing. There's something called texting neck.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about this?
Yep.
It's a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because the kids are looking down all the time.
Yeah, basically turns you into a hunchback.
Mm-hmm.
If your kids are having back problems, there's a thing called texting neck.
For me, it's called radio producer neck.
Yeah, well, honestly, yeah.
Yeah, because you're looking down on us all day.
That's why I asked for the standing desk.
Sam's 6'5". He looks down on everybody.
Which, by the way, can we talk about the standing desk for just a minute?
You don't want to talk about texting, Nick?
I do. We'll get to that after the break.
I know what you're going to say before you even say it.
Well, hang on just a second. I want to talk to you about these stupid stand-up desks that you had installed in this studio.
Mm-hmm.
At your command and demand.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to say?
You're going to say that I never stand, which is not true. I do stand. From time to time, I stand.
Dana?
Yes.
Since the week after these things were installed, I can only imagine what expense. I don't know who had to be fired in the newsroom to afford these things. You have never once used this standing desk after the first week.
That is completely untrue.
I will dispute that, but I will say the only time I've ever seen her use that is when
we're playing Family Feud.
Exactly. Yeah.
You never use these things.
I just forget that they stand.
Well, it's right here. Look.
I know.
Oh, look.
I know. Oh, there it goes. Mm-hmm. Now we're standing. I like the standing desk.
Oh, wait. Hang on. I got to stand.
I have a love-hate relationship with those because I actually like using the standing desk, but the problem is the button to turn the microphone on and off is not on the platform that rises, and I'm too tall to be able to reach down without having to bend over to turn the microphone.
Don't you feel better standing?
No.
Why?
I like standing.
It's better for you. I'll stand with you if you want me to.
Here. I'm up.
Okay. Here we go.
Everybody up.
Everybody
up. You're driving.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel like you can breathe better?
Yes.
I do.
Yes, actually.
This is the stupidest thing you ever had installed in here.
I think it's fabulous, and I am going to not have texting neck because this is now higher. Mm-hmm.
Considering how far down my monitor is, I'm probably going to get it from this.
Doctors say if your kids are working on an iPad, get a cookbook stand, because everyone has one of those lying around.
I'm going back down.
And set it up on a few books. You can even stretch to alleviate your pain.
Taking the elevator down, aren't we?
It does sound like an elevator.
I'm going back down.
Taking the lift.
I can't do it.
Okay, so when you're standing normally, your neck spine is at 0 degrees. And I know that's not a word, but you know what I mean.
Neck spine.
When you are starting to look down at your phone, just like looking at it, your neck spine's at 30 degrees.
Right.
Which is not good.
Also but still not a word.
When you are looking down texting, like looking down at your phone texting, neck spine's at 60 degrees. You will get texting neck. You will live a life of pain and misery.
Poor neck spine.
The next time you text, do it up here. Don't do it down here.
Have you ever driven by a bus stop in the morning? I know we got to get to break. Have you ever driven by a bus stop in the morning?
They're all looking down.
I mean, when we were kids, everybody was just talking, blah, blah, blah. Hey, what's going on, Tommy?
I was
back in my day.
Huh? What'd you say?
I was bullied at the bus stop.
Oh, by those three chicks?
I would have killed for a cell phone. Sorry, I can't hear you on my phone.
Oh, sorry. I have texting neck.
I'm surprised as much of an
can't
old
look
man.
Up. Can't look up. Neck's broke.
As much of an old man as you are, I'm surprised that you waited at the bus stop and didn't walk uphill both ways to school.
That's in so my snowshoes.
Snow. Right, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I surveyed everybody in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes you. Nobody.
That's cool.
Hey, Will, I like you.
Thank you.
Do you like hitting the brake on time?
576-7798.
Don't you know I'm still standing? Better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time. Picking up the
pieces. We're talking about the story from Channel 41. Out of Overland Park, where they write, fall can be a busy season for sports medicine physicians as school sports ramp up. People come in with neck pain. They come in with upper back pain, according to Dr. James Roberson. But those neck and back injuries often have nothing to do with sports. The repetitive strain injury is known as text neck. Think about it. When you drive by the school bus stop or you look across your kitchen table, your kid has their neck down, staring at their phone, texting whomever is not in front of them.
Don't you think it would be worse in some respects for adults than it would be for kids? It might be worse for the kids later, but if you are already, as we all are, aging, and we are already getting a little bit stooped over anyway, and we're already having aches and pains, and it gets a little bit harder to get out of bed in the morning, don't you think the adults would be seeing the effects just as bad as the kids?
I don't think adults text as much as kids. I that's not to say they don't text. They certainly do. But I don't think it's to the extent that the kids do.
Hmm.
My youngest daughter, Maya, is always on her phone. Always.
Looking down?
Yep.
Watching videos?
Yep. They don't watch TV. She gets home and I'm like, what are you going to do? She goes, I think I'm going to go watch my videos.
But it'd be probably better for her to lay down with a pillow behind her head and like watch up versus watching down.
Well, that may be true. Joanne in Leavenworth. Joanne, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
You're not a very good fan of these standing desks, but I had one installed, and I wasn't really a fan of it. I really didn't ask for it, but I have the neck and back injuries, and I was just really thrilled with the fact that I could actually put my desk up.
You might want to get that phone checked.
Mm.
Joanne, we're going to put you on hold. Hang on for just a second. Patrick in Warrensburg. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, listen, I heard that Dana ordered those desks for you because you guys are such stand-up kind of guys.
Boom.
Listeners, no. Okay. With material.
Okay. Oh, and another thing, I suffered from what they called taco neck about a decade ago.
Okay, I've heard of that. Is that a real thing, Patrick?
Yeah, you got to turn your head to keep the taco, you know? So, Yeah, now I basically put it on the plate, and I don't do that anymore.
Patrick, I know that I feel like you're joking, but there was a thing over this where people with that neck thing, there was a commercial, and I think it was Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes, it was for Taco Bell. Yeah, neck syndrome was made up for Taco Bell.
Yeah, and he was like turning his neck, and then they said, oh, he's got taco neck syndrome. And then this group of people came out and said, you really should make fun of that because there are people who walk around like
shut
this.
Shut up.
I'm telling you, I remember that.
God,
taco neck outrage.
I hate this planet.
Shaq, I remember these people were
You should make fun of that because people really do get taco. Shut up.
Here it is. Taco Bell ad assailed as insensitive by people with neck ailment. I'm telling you. Here we go. I'm not laughing. The 3,800 member National Spasmodic.
3,800 member?
National Spasmodic. Torticollis Association has formally asked Taco Bell to modify its commercials to include an explanation of their disease.
I've never wanted to be roundhouse kicked in the throat more than I do right now.
It's the national...
Well, I could probably arrange for that to happen.
Come on.
Spasmodic Torticollis Association. I am enraged that someone would use this condition as a joke.
Enraged.
Says Santa Rosa resident Jerry Giraffe.
Did she say it like this? I am enraged that someone would use this condition as a joke.
With her neck bent permanently toward one shoulder.
This is not funny.
She wanted the ad pulled as well as an apology from the fast food giant.
We're sorry.
To add insult to injury, when she asked for the apology, they sent her $5 coupons to Taco Bell.
Okay, that's just trolling and I love it.
Listen to their statement. The commercial was designed to be entertaining, lighthearted, and humorous by depicting how Shaq's intense craving for tacos actually helps him play better. The response from fans has been overwhelmingly positive.
Okay. All right, I can't deal.
We respect the NTSA.
Okay. No, they don't.
In highlighting their disease with a serious message, but while we respect them, that is not our role.
Not making this a topic, just thought I would bring this to your attention. Kanye West was recently named one of the world's wealthiest hip-hop artists by Forbes, with the publication estimating his net worth at roughly $240 million. West, however, wants you to know that he's not a millionaire. He's a billionaire. The rapper floated the idea of legally changing his name to Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West.
Okay.
Just so everybody knows.
This is very artist formerly known as Prince, but without the legal reasoning behind it.
Says he also thinks he might run for president in 2024. Can we all just admit and agree that he has mental issues and it's not okay to keep giving him a lot of attention?
Does he have mental issues or is he just narcissistic?
He may have a really bad case of the look at me. I have no idea. I have no idea.
I'm only pointing this out because it infuriates me. We are not looking to make this a topic. There was a Kansas City, Kansas firefighter accused of soliciting sex online from someone he thought was a 15-year-old, okay? Want to guess what he got today for that?
A month?
He got 1 year probation. His name is Devin Rich. He was originally charged with sexual exploitation of a child after he solicited sex online from an FBI agent posing as a 15-year-old. This is the part that I want you to listen to. Rich pleaded guilty in Wyandotte County District Court last month to 3 counts of misdemeanor computer trespassing. I will repeat, the original charge was sexual exploitation of a child. The plea they accepted was 3 counts of misdemeanor computer trespassing. The sexual exploitation charge was dismissed as part of a plea agreement.
Have you noticed that we've gotten a lot lighter on the child sex offenses lately? Or is it me?
Well, knocking solicitation of a child down to computer trespassing, which to me was what you did when you logged onto my computer and sent our GM an email pretending it was me, is I have no words that they did that.
First of all, you completely misrepresented the facts. I did not send the GM a text or an email using your account. I sent you an email using somebody else's account saying that Dave Alpert wanted to speak with you.
Again, that's computer trespassing, and I don't think that you should have been in trouble for that.
But I didn't
send... link that in the same category as what this guy did with the FBI agent.
Tell the story. And by the way, it was on April Fool's Day.
He, on April Fool's Day...
Have you heard the story, Will?
Computer trespassed on a computer downstairs in the sales office from someone I didn't know.
It was Angie Wells.
And sent it, well, I know her now, but I didn't know her then. Sent it to me. So it said to Dana from Angie that said, Dave Alpert needs to see you immediately when you get in.
Dave Alpert, the general manager of the radio station.
So I...
This was on April Fool's Day, by the way.
Completely go into a panic, and I wander down there, and our... boss is sitting at his desk eating a salad, and I go, yeah? And he keeps eating, Will, and he looks up and he goes, yeah? And I go, well, what? And he just does that, like, shrug where he looks at me like, what the hell are you doing in my office?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I got an email saying to come see you, and he goes, no, you didn't. I go, yeah, I did. No, you didn't. And then I go, you... I just knew you had something to do with it. That is computer trespassing.
No, it's
what
not.
This firefighter did is not.
It's goofing around. Mm-hmm. How did you end it in the GM's office? What did you say?
I walked out like an idiot and then started saying bad words with your name included in them. Someone needs to call the Wyandotte County District Attorney's office and ask them what the hell they were thinking. At the time this guy was charged, they said in a news release the evidence was clear and strong. Why plea this down?
Because we have gotten to a point in America, I don't know when and I don't know why, where we do not take sex crimes against children as seriously as we
once did. Online?
Well, I just think in general. How many times have we seen a story recently, and I don't know when the sea change occurred, but a lot of these teachers screwing around with kids in school are now female teachers screwing around with kids in school.
Well, that's been that way since it was Mary Kay Letourneau.
I'll tell you when our attitude toward it changed, though, was when it became a primetime television event with To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
And then everybody was basically watching a game show every week.
That is a great point, Will Starrett.
Mm-hmm.
That became appointment television over a horrifying topic.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, it was treated in such a flippant manner. About the only way that it could have been done worse was if they'd added, you know, a laugh track to it.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, that's when it happened.
Hmm.
Anyway, if you live in Wyandotte County, I would be asking why that decision was made, but that's just me.
Okay. Hang on. Here, listen to this.
You have an MBA.
Yeah.
Where were you when you were having this chat with this 13-year-old girl, Amy? Were you at
I was in office.
You were in your office.
Yeah, right.
You say, I feel like kissing you now.
Oh, God, I don't want to
And
hear
suck
this.
On your blank
okay,
and
all
feel...
all right, would you stop, please, on a Friday?
Okay, all right.
Please.
Okay, fine.
I do wish one of them had just been very outfully forthright whenever they were approached. You know, whenever he walks in and goes, so what are you doing here today? I wish one of them was like, man, I am here to get with a 13-year-old.
Well, don't you remember the local guy that said, just spread the word of the Lord. Just spread the word of the Lord. And he ran to his truck and pulled a Bible out.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm here to spread the word of the Lord. Okay, dude in the red Porsche.
All right, Pastor.
Really? Yep.
I always love the guys who come in with the condoms and stuff. And they're like, well, I knew she was going to do something bad.
I just want to make sure she was protected. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Captain.
Some of the communication in this case occurred while he was on duty at the fire department. These are the kinds of stories on Friday I don't even need to look at because it makes me so mad. So mad. If he violates his probation, he faces 2 years in prison. I don't even think he's on the registry.
I don't think these people can be rehabilitated.
Yeah.
Seriously. I'm being deadly serious.
Well, that doesn't mean you plea it down to computer trespass.
I absolutely agree with you 100%. But we have gotten to the point now where if an older female teacher has sex with a teenage boy at high school or some sort of inappropriate relationship, we're like, well, he ought to consider himself lucky.
Yeah, first question is, well, was she hot?
Hot for teacher. These teachers end up getting fired. That is the worst punishment they get. Oh, yes, it is.
Some of them have, and I agree with you.
You're right. They get 30 days in prison.
When it is a male and a female student, it is generally harsher. The punishment is generally harsher than it is when it is a female.
It's almost always
harsher.
That is
a double standard that I cannot justify.
And significantly so, too.
I mean, the dudes get years in prison. The chicks get 30 days in jail.
Yeah, I know.
It's silly to me. 576-7798. Don't forget, we got Festus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. I don't feel tardy. Give me something to ride on. Don't forget, we got Festus Friday coming away right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Johnson County commuters could eventually get some relief while traveling on one of the worst bottlenecks in Kansas City, an intersection with a crash rate 11 times higher than the national average. Care to guess where it is?
11 times higher.
Mm-hmm.
Surface Street?
No, it's an interchange from a highway to a street.
Oh, I was going to guess.
Oh.
Is it 135th and 69?
No, it's not, which, by the way, is under construction and looks like it will be forever.
I-35 75th?
Nope.
I was going to guess Blue Valley Parkway and 119th, but I don't know.
I-35 and?
Metcalf?
Think farther south. I-35 and Metcalf don't.
435?
No. I-35 and 119th Street in Olathe.
Mm. I don't ever go that far south.
Yeah, I don't either.
Traffic volume there is among the highest in the state, says Tim Danneberg, the city spokesman. It is a mess. It is at capacity. And traffic will stack a mile or two back during rush hour. It is a mile or two back.
Have you ever left here accidentally, and I hope you have a last will and testament in place if you do, and go on 35 right around 75th Street?
Yes.
Heading south?
Yes.
You'll never see your family again.
I used to take that way home routinely.
I have accidentally done it because I forgot, and the only thing you can do if you get on over here, is try to make it over and get off on 67th and just take back roads all the way home. Because once you're in that, does that backup go all the way from 75th to Olathe?
No. 119th. No. 119th. They say the backup is a mile to 2 miles during peak traffic hours.
Is it the same thing, Will, do you think?
No.
Olathe got too big for its britches. That's the problem.
I've always said I will never get on that highway again at 602 or whatever.
Well, this is why I live 2 miles from the radio station in beautiful Ropo.
Yes, you have the commute of dreams.
I do. I can leave my house at the top of a newscast and be here before you hit traffic and weather.
What is the longest, excluding snow days, but you know, just because of traffic or whatever, what is the longest it has ever taken you to get here? From your house.
During peak traffic hours,
yeah.
Maybe 6 minutes.
The worst case scenario is 6 minutes.
The worst case scenario is I leave my house at the top of a newscast and I get here when the show starts.
All right.
When Jamie and Wicked start talking. 6 minutes.
Not bad.
It's not bad at all. I can walk here in less than 30. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran just announced a $28 million project to redesign the intersection at I-35 and 119th Street. They're going to widen the roads on 119th to 3 lanes each direction.
That'll be lovely construction.
And they're going to add an extra lane from I-35 on the exit ramp. That's not going to take forever.
Okay. They are also slowing down the speed limit, by the way, where that car plowed into those four kids.
Yes.
Got a ticket for $150.
They're creating a school zone
there. But I digress. They are creating a school zone there.
Where?
Where that car ran a red light, flew into four children and an adult.
Was it 87th and Grant or something like that?
They are now going going to lower the speed limit. And would that have helped in that case where all these idiots are running red lights? I don't know, but I'm glad they're doing something.
Hmm. Well, you heard about the kid that got hit out at out by Clear Creek Elementary School in Western Shawnee. I mean, that place is, I don't know, and for those of you who live in Western Shawnee, and I spend a lot of time out there, I don't know who decided it was a really, really good idea to put an elementary school, a middle school, and a high school right next to each other.
Because then you have all that traffic.
I mean, it is a nightmare.
And you have young people driving.
And you also have young kids riding their bicycles.
And walking.
And young kids walking. I almost saw a little girl who goes to Monticello Trails Middle School. This was last week. I dropped Maya off at the high school. I dropped Kelly's kid off at the middle school. And I'm leaving to go back to her house. And this young girl, I would imagine sixth grade, is running across the crosswalk. As the light turned green, I swear to God, I screamed out loud,
"Run!
Holy S, you're about to hit that kid." As I almost watched an Escalade plow into this little girl.
Were they on their phone?
I don't know. I was too busy looking at the girl.
I think so many of these, and not the red light runner. They were just being jerks and running a red light. So many of these cases are inattentive driving.
But with, you know, and I'm trying to train Maya to be a really, really good driver. But let's be honest. High school drivers are inexperienced. And when they get out of high school, they want to get one place and one place only. Out of that parking lot.
And that scares me
at the same time as the middle school right next door is letting out.
Scott, I didn't tell you this. One of my girlfriends who, I'm not going to say who, but she was jogging in our neighborhood with her baby last weekend, and I assume she was facing traffic, but I don't know that for a fact. You know, we don't have sidewalks.
Mm-hmm, right.
A kid doing 30 miles an hour.
In a?
25.
Okay.
Looking at his phone.
Uh-uh.
Veered. She saw it coming. She said, I saw
Thank God.
It coming. And he veered right into her in that jogger stroller. And
she wasn't hit, right?
She said it was so close. And she said right before he got to them, his eyes got as big as saucers.
Oh, I bet.
Because he knew.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to just remind your kids, man. Number one, you don't want anyone to be struck and killed, obviously. But number two, you don't want it to be your kid behind the wheel that's looking down at some dumb text or trying to cue a song up to play on the radio that plows into a mom and her baby. It scares me to death.
576-7798. We got Festivus Friday coming your way in 1 hour, brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.